This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Music of West Coast Harmony Chorus right here in Vancouver in our own Lower Mainland. We're talking with Corina Garrick and Daryl Harmer. They are, Corina is the musical director of the West Coast Harmony Chorus and Daryl is the team coordinator. If you just tuned in right now, that's some beautiful music. No instruments, just the voice, which is an instrument. Just phenomenal to listen to. And that's from their latest CD, which is All Fired Up. And we're going to talk about where we can get that CD as well, where people can get access to that. What great music. And for those of you who have just tuned in, we've just been talking about this huge barbershop quartet, really, that's massively large, full of women ranging from ages 15 to, as you say, your seasons member, which is 83, and about 100-plus members. And these incredible women that just go around singing, and it's this whole community of people that nurture one another and others with this music that they have that opportunity to sing. And so what I want to ask you is, obviously this is competition. You guys aren't doing this just to get together every Wednesday night as a sort of a social group. You have a purpose for what it is that you do. Can you tell me about the purpose of these women gathering together?
Sure. One of the things that Sweet Adelines decided early on was that we needed a goal. We needed to be more goal-oriented or focused on something that we were working towards in order to continue to improve or look at improvement. So we have a competition cycle within the organization. In our region, we're called Region 26. It's the only all-Canadian Maple Leaf region. We are Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC, and we meet once a year with all of the choruses. There are 26 choruses in the region. There's four right here in the Lower Mainland.
Really?
We're not the only chorus here.
Awesome.
Yeah. In fact, there's another large one in Vancouver. One in Abbotsford, the Greenheart Chorus. The large one in Vancouver is Lionsgate Chorus, and the Peace Arch Chorus in Langley, which is a mid-sized chorus. So there's a bunch of different ways to participate in this hobby. Anyways, we meet once a year. We compete at regional, and then the champion, or if you score above a certain level, goes to an international gathering once a year, usually in the States. It's coming to Calgary in 2007, though. That's exciting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is exciting. And so are all you're all going to meet in Calgary?
The whole organization will meet in Calgary, yeah. Bless you.
That's great. Thanks. When you're saying the whole organization, the whole Canadian?
No, I mean the international organization.
Wow.
We'll be in Calgary in 2007.
Yeah. You mean all the ones from the United States?
Mm-hmm. All the
and
champions
the world.
From all of the regions around the world. Yeah. So the Swedes, the Australians, the Americans, the Canadians.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So how many people is that?
At our conventions, we have about 14,000, I think it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what is it that you do at these conventions?
Oh, well, we sing.
Yeah. I bet you do.
We compete in two forms. We compete in the chorus unit ensemble. So the choruses range from international. They range from usually around the 60s to 170 is the largest chorus in the organization. And that's actually a Canadian chorus in Toronto, one of our champions. And we compete in quartets as well, in foursomes.
Oh, that is unbelievable. What a lot of people. And how long are these conventions?
They are 4 days. 4 days of competitions and educational sessions, of course, because that really is the focus of the organization, is education.
So what kind of things would you be educating women on in these big conventions?
Education for directors like myself on sort of how to do what we do. Education for singers on how to be better contributors to the goals of their choruses. education for administrative leaders, like the role that Daryl has in the chorus.
How to run that.
Yeah.
How to run the organization.
For choreographers, because what we also do is we sing, but you've seen us, we dance too.
So yeah.
That song you just heard is what we call an uptune, a fast song.
Yeah.
And there's a whole visual plan that goes with that. So our singers learn to sing really well, and then they learn to move while they sing as well.
And they're animated.
It's very animated.
It really is animated.
High energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that's the thing that amazed me. It was not just hearing the sounds of these voices, that it was so visual. You can't help but watch. Mm-hmm. Their eyes are alive. Mm-hmm. Their faces are alive. You're just like caught right up in that whole entertainment of being pulled right into it. It's just fascinating, and you hardly even you realize that you're hearing sound and music. And then it dawns on you that there's not a single instrument around. It's just their voices.
Just the human instrument.
Yeah, the human instrument. That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for administratively, what is it that your role would be as a team coordinator? What is it that you do, Daryl, for the team?
Well, our team, we have 8 members, like a finance coordinator, our events coordinator, and I am the coordinator of the team.
So you're saying your administration body is comprised of 8 people.
That's right. And we run the administration for the chorus. Our budget is, I'd say it's probably $300,000.
Yeah. So now that, when you think of budget, are you guys a non-for-profit?
We're a non-profit organization,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then you're a registered charity.
Yes, we are.
You have a registered charity number. And are there many opportunities for you to receive funding for what it is that you do?
We have a variety. We do some performances. We are our paid performances. And we also do a lot of charity performances as
Which
well.
Which is where we met you.
Exactly, yeah. So we have a combination. We also, our members do pay dues. We pay an international portion, a regional portion, and then a portion for our chorus as well.
So in other words, it's one fee that's split into 3 different distributions or 4 different distributions.
So there is a financial commitment that each member has to make.
Is it expensive?
It's $300 per year. Which,
not too bad.
Which, if you equal
you
it out over
chocolates for a couple of months, you get them for it.
Exactly, and then we do a fair bit of traveling, and so there's the cost involved in traveling.
So those are in addition to their membership dues.
That's right, and any education outside of the chorus that we have, because on the regional level we do workshops, mm-hmm. that there will be a fee charged because we do bring in international faculty for teaching and that. So.
So that if they're optional, you can sort of manage your mm-hmm. financial commitment by picking and choosing.
That's right.
The dues and the travel are the big ones.
Yeah.
Right. And so what would it be for a member, for someone sitting here thinking, gee, I've always wanted to sing. I sing in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
My kids tell me to shut up, but I really like to sing, and they can hold a tune, and they want to express themselves somewhere. What is realistic, as we know, as everyone knows, that, 50% of families now are run by single-parent families. So when they think about doing something wonderful like this, they have to really consider where they're going to put their money. What would be about an average if someone was to participate per year? What could they look at other than the membership dues? If they were wanting to travel and do the events that you did, what would be a reasonable amount of money for them to think, I need to put $100 a month away, in order to cover traveling expenses, or, just paying the membership fees in itself would probably be where they could just start?
Mm-hmm. I'm busy doing a mad mental calculation.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about working out that number because I think that would be helpful. The 350, I think it is, isn't it?
300
is your dues. Mm-hmm. That's your basic commitment.
Mm-hmm.
In the years that we compete in Vancouver, because every other year regional is here, that's an inexpensive contest for people. So that's a nice year where you can fully participate, and that's basically your financial.
You sleep in your own bed. You drive your own car.
Drive your own car. The years where we compete out in Saskatchewan or Alberta, there's probably $700 for that weekend, right?
Do you fly out?
Yeah, because we usually fly, unless you drive. And again, some of our members do choose to drive. And some of our members stay home those years, and that's okay, too.
I was going to say, is there an obligation if you think, I just can't afford it? And
there's a lot of peer pressure to participate, I think, because we are goal-oriented, and those people are invested in the goals, too. So they are usually working hard to set aside something and or save their air miles or other ways of making it there with us.
What is the minimum amount of people that you could possibly have to travel out to do a competition as a group if for some reason you had there was financial issues with your memberships? What
Well, the smallest chorus that can compete is 16, I think, or 20. So there are lots of small choruses that come from all over, everywhere.
And then if you have a chorus, I guess my mind is thinking, if yours is this
what
large.
What would we take? Yeah.
Yeah, what would you take? Because
yeah.
if yours is that large, then you've obviously got parts that are already worked out for those
yeah.
songs.
Yeah, we just took 84 to Saskatoon out of 100.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a fine size chorus.
Yeah.
We're happy with that. And that's, again, because we had just come from competing in Phoenix, where people had made that financial commitment, and lots of them said, gee, I can't do Saskatoon followed by Phoenix back to back.
Too much.
My family mm-hmm. will say, hey.
nice thing you're doing there,
yes,
Mom.
Nice thing you're doing, Mom. Expensive.
Go back to chocolates, Mom. It's cheaper. But I guess anything that's worth it, you know, it has a degree of commitment that goes along with it. And if you're passionate about singing and it's something that's
yeah.
important to you.
You kind of look at what you get out of it. And I think, like Daryl said, you know, a lot of women come to us when they're looking for something that they can do for themselves. And to watch them grow in the environment of the chorus is really rewarding. And they are aware of that, too, that the chorus is providing them with a lot of support.
And social benefits.
Social benefits, and also a discipline and goal-oriented, and just all the things that come with it. We tend to garner a lot of loyalty, I guess
mm-hmm.
it is. Yeah, people become very invested in the goals of the group.
And they develop that, or they join in that vision and passion for what it is that you have, and it becomes theirs, too.
Yeah, the times that we're preparing for competitions are the most exciting. It's the time when you really feel everyone kind of zero in on, here's our goal, you know, we want to sing a certain level. Lately it's been A-, you know, we're trying to stay in the land of A-. We're a B-plus chorus looking to stay in the land of A-. And to see all the different ways that the individuals can contribute to that goal, I think it's probably our most exciting time when you feel just the strength of the team around you, everyone
mm-hmm.
doing every little thing, whether it's administrative or going for a private singing lesson, which we do with our chorus teachers, or coming to rehearsals, or contributing to some... there's so many ways to contribute. Everyone gets on the same page. It's really exciting before we head off to those events. And you really see our leaps in improvement right around those times as well.
Well, it's because everyone needs sort of a goal and a vision to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what fires just about yeah. anybody up when you're thinking that way. And then you as an organization, you have your own sort of charities that you contribute to. So can you give us an idea of the kind of things that your singing group or your chorus does? I mean, I saw on your website, you've got a great website. In fact, the address for the website, I'd like to give it out if anyone's listening. It's www.westcoastsings.com, and it's got all the information about who you are there,
mm-hmm.
and we'll repeat it again at the end of today. But there, I mean, you do, for Valentine's Day, you do singing grams, and
mm-hmm.
those are great ways to have fun, and I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know. I would have used you guys for my son's 16th birthday instead of the Marilyn Monroe impersonator. I embarrassed him with it. He was not happy about that. I was like, Mom.
You know, I thought, well, 16, you might not have been happy with
yeah,
anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, if anything, I thought the Marilyn Monroe impersonator would have done it. But coming right up after the break, we're going to actually talk about the extra things that you do.
Okay.
The ways that you make money and the way you contribute to the community, as well as we're here talking with the West Coast Harmony Chorus, a group of women, 100-plus women that sing in competitions and events, are part of the Sweet Adelines group of the United States, and that's here on Unlocking Secrets. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.